Chapter 3. It was almost 2 when they went into the dining room. Back and forth over the deserted tables, a heavy pattern of beams and shadows swayed with the motion of the pines outside. 2 waiters, piling plates and talking loud Italian, fell silent when they came in and brought them a tired version of the table d'hôte Lancheon.
"I fell in love on the beach," said Rosemary.
"Who with?"
"First with a whole lot of people who looked nice, then with one man."
"Did you talk to him?"
"Just a little. Very handsome, with reddish hair." She was eating ravenously. "He's married, though. It's usually the way."
Her mother was her best friend and had put every last possibility into the guiding of her.
Not so rare a thing in the theatrical profession, but rather special in that Mrs. Elsie Spears was not recompensing herself for a defeat of her own.
She had no personal bitterness or resentments about life. Twice satisfactorily married and twice widowed, her cheerful stoicism had each time deepened.